This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The severe weather event presented a number of challenges throughout the metropolitan area. And here in Jefferson Parish, there was some kind of unusual flooding in some areas. And here to talk to us about is Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Council at Large. Scott, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Newell. Thanks.
So, Scott, I know that you guys are probably engaged in a little after action as it relates to yesterday's weather event. And what does that reveal?
It revealed there was a lot of rain. I mean, it was a rain event like we haven't seen around here in quite some time. For instance, on the East Bank, I got some numbers a little while ago from our Public Works Department. Phocis and West Esplanade, that intersection had almost 7 inches of rain. Severn and West Napoleon, almost 7 inches. Elmwood, the pump station there, recorded 7 inches. Airline Park and West Napoleon, 7 inches. Northwest Kenner, 6.8 inches. River Ridge, 7.2 inches. Mostly, there was some flooding on the West Bank, but it was mostly East Bank-centric. The West Bank actually recorded lower rain totals, and the stations there maintained levels. But the East Bank and part of the West Bank got walloped yesterday. And really, the drainage, the subsurface drainage, the pump capacity was overwhelmed by the amount of rain we got in a period of time, and it just took a little while to catch up. All the pumps were 192 of 194 were working. The two that were not in service were inconsequential. So they were all there. They were all on. The first question we get when an event like this happens is, are the pumps on? Are the pumps on? We don't see the water moving. They are on, whether they're switched on manually or they're automatically kicked on at a certain level. They're always on, but a certain level triggers all the function. And we certainly hit that yesterday, but just because you don't see the water moving doesn't mean it's not draining. It just means it has to get to a certain point before it gets out of there and starts to circulate.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting, the intensity of the rain, for one, but in my neighborhood, you know where I live, I mean, we never get water above the curb. And it was about 2 or 3 inches above the curb across the entire street. And that's going back to Katrina. I've never seen water like that, but also I've not seen the intensity of the rain and the duration like that either. Thankfully, we'd get like these brief little 10-minute breaks, and you could see the flow of the water moving. As soon as that break hit about minute three, right, you could see everything starting to move right away.
Yeah, and I think people, you know, there were people who were critical of schools staying open yesterday, and look, I've seen them cancel school for less, and we don't have anything to do with that. It's the school system and the school board that make those decisions, although people do think we have some influence over that. But I think yesterday it looked like, you know, at the outset, the North Shore was going to get most of the severe weather, which it did, and we were going to get some thunderstorms and some potentially severe weather throughout the day, but not to the extent the North Shore was going to get. What I think was a surprise to many was the amount of rain that we got and how slowly the system moved over us at times. And that was, I think, just sort of a nature of, it's the nature of weather. It just happens differently sometimes. And the good thing is most of the bad weather came after school was in session. Unfortunately, a lot of schools did have early dismissals yesterday and got caught up in some of it and had to stay later at school. But it was good that the schools kept their students late and didn't, you know, push them out into the bad weather. And they let them stay there until things cleared and parents could come and get them.
Scott, any incidents of residential flooding or commercial property flooding?
Some isolated reports. that we had heard. I think a couple of businesses on Old Metairie got a little bit of water intrusion. The Old Metairie Barbershop, I know, got some water in on their floor. A couple of restaurants along Metairie Road got a little bit of water intrusion. And Metairie Road, as you know, is a disaster. It's got terrible drainage. It's a state highway, and there's very little we can do with it without influence from the state. And we'd like the state to invest a lot of money into Metairie Road. Unfortunately, investing that money and digging around Metairie Road causes a lot of problems as well. But that was one of the trouble spots. And there were a few other isolated spots around the parish where some water did get in. Typically, water does not get in homes and businesses. Our system is designed to hold water in the streets until it drains out, and typically it does that. Yesterday, there were some exceptions, though.
So we often hear about how much rainfall the system in the city of New Orleans is able to handle. Do you have a grasp of those numbers for Jefferson Parish on the East Bank?
It's basically an inch in the first hour and then a half inch every hour after that that can drain away through all of our pumping capacity. And we obviously got much more than that yesterday, and that's why it was sticking around for a lot longer than many people are used to. It just was a very unusual rain event that dumped a ton of rain in a generally short period of time, even though it lasted a good chunk of the day. To have that much rain come in that period of time is still pretty unusual. But the capacity was tested. The capacity was overwhelmed, but the pumps eventually caught up, and there was no problem with the pumps. It was just so much rain it couldn't pump it out in time, and that's the challenge.
Now, I know recently you guys have embarked upon a projects to have diversion, right, retention ponds. Were those utilized yesterday, do you know? Like, I know Pontiff, for example, is one of the diversion areas.
Yeah, and look, thank goodness. I live in Old Metairie, not far from Pontiff, and thank goodness Pontiff is used for that purpose, because I drove into there yesterday after the rain stopped and looked around a little bit, and it's the highest I've ever seen the water in Pontiff, at least since I've been around where I live since 2012. It was high, it was a lot, and it's still there this morning. So it worked as designed, and Pontiff always does with the big pumps that take the water off the streets and puts it into Pontiff, into the middle of it. Unfortunately, you know, it gums up the works at the playground for a couple of days, but the trade-off would be to have that water in our streets, and the situation around Old Metairie and other parts of Metairie would have been much worse if it wasn't for that water dumping into Pontiff.
Is that something that y'all feel like you're going to continue to do? I know there's some green spaces along Earhart Expressway that are used as diversion ponds as well, and I typically see them after an event being, you know, filled to the max. Are y'all in the process of identifying more of those same opportunities?
I think those conversations are always happening. I'm not privy to the intricacies of all of it, but I know there are conversations, and I know there are always people seeking out solutions. And one of those that, you know, is always on our radar that we'd love to see come to fruition is the pump to the river, where it would take it from the Hoey's Canal Basin past Metairie Country Club and dump the water into the river and drain a big part of our problem area in Old Metairie by the 17th Street Canal border between New Orleans and Jefferson that really needs to be addressed. It would address a lot of those problems. Unfortunately, it involves a ton of federal funding. It involves New Orleans buy-in to make it a more worthwhile project for the feds. And it's very, very expensive and will take a long time to ever come to fruition. I mean, I think this was first discussed, I mean, decades ago, and we're still nowhere with it. So hopefully, I know those discussions continue. I know people want to see it get done. It's something we ask about with our federal delegation consistently, and we talk about it on the local level. Would love to see that happen. The Pump to the River project in Harahan has worked beautifully since that went into commerce a few years ago. We just need more of that to get water out into a big water source.
And am I correct that Station 6 is the station there that's on the border of Orleans and Jefferson, and that was the one that was kind of found itself in a troubled state yesterday?
I haven't heard the specifics, or at least valid specifics about that yet, because I haven't spoken to our public works director since after. Basically, I saw the news report that came out that said they had to ration power, but I don't know anything beyond what happened specifically there yesterday. Other than that, I know that I don't think it was as bad as it has been in the past, because we didn't have the problems resulting from that we've seen in the past, as far as I know, in the conversations that I've had with our Public Works Department. But it's typically historically a problem child, and hopefully that station with its new power source coming online in the not too distant future will not be as much of a problematic station as it has been in the past, because it's unfortunate that we have to rely on what happens over there and it directly affects us and we have very little to do about it. But hopefully that's going to change before too long.
Yeah, I saw the, and I'm sure you saw the videos of the, was it the West Metairie Canal, where the water was just lightly lapping over the banks of the canal? I haven't seen something like that since Katrina, for sure.
Look, I remember, that's a rare sight here. I remember growing up, I lived on Academy Drive, and there was a canal right behind our house. And every time we got rains like we got yesterday, we'd worry about that canal overflowing, and we had a wash tub that my sister and I would float around in the backyard. we had that kind of fun. But it's a pretty serious issue when you look at it as an adult and you realize when that water's on the street and you can't see where the canal ends and where the street begins, it gets pretty treacherous. And we had a lot of people probably on the road yesterday that shouldn't have been, because it got a lot worse than we initially thought it would be. And I had to drive from an event in the morning to a luncheon that wasn't canceled. I kind of wish it would have been canceled. And then when I left that luncheon, the drive from there to my house again was probably the worst that I've driven through in quite some time, if not ever, as an adult with me behind the wheel. It was, as I had to divert through side streets, I had to go all over the place just to find some high ground. I've never been so thankful that I had a Jeep as I was yesterday to get through the floodwaters.
Yeah, SUVs are of utmost importance these days in this area. Any reported wind damage? I mean, I was watching the winds yesterday. They were pretty severe through my patio furniture all over, the backyard, which you only see in plus 50-mile-an-hour winds. That's my kind of unofficial experience in the way I look at it. I know I've reached winds over 50 if my patio furniture gets moved across the backyard. Any reported damages that you're aware of?
Not that I've heard outside of anecdotes like that, not really. I had some stuff blown around, and I know some people had items blown around in their patios and things like that, but nothing significant that I've heard about. Nothing certainly like what Slidell got in that tornado that went through there. Somebody always gets hit with something when we have weather like this, and it's just a crapshoot of where that severe cell pops and who gets affected by it. So our hearts obviously go out to the people affected by that, but we didn't see wind to that extent over here. But it did get very, very gusty at times. And even today, I'm driving around, and I was in a business before you called, and the door blew open as I'm sitting in there. It's like a ghost walked in.
I'm looking at the wind blow right now. It's got to be 30-mile-an-hour winds out there for sure.
Yeah, it's a little gusty.
I thought today was going to be sunny.
Yeah.
It was like...
now it's overcast and windy. At least it's not raining.
Yeah, that. Anything else, excuse me, to provide, Scott?
Look, I know it was a tough situation yesterday, and I always like to recognize the parish workers who put in a ton of work to make sure that our catch basins are clean, and we do inspect those periodically throughout the year, and we test our pumps weekly to make sure everything is working. And there are a lot of heads behind the scenes that people don't see that make sure that a bad situation doesn't get worse on a day like yesterday. And I'm proud to live in Jefferson Parish, and I'm proud of the people that we work side by side with every day that make this parish a great place to live, despite some of the warts that we deal with on an occasional basis.
Well, I can attest to that. I'll tell you, at the end of my block, all of the leaves and debris and everything, it collects there after every storm. And I drove out that way around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. The street had been swept. There was nothing. There was no debris. And so they were on it yesterday afternoon for sure.
Yeah, and I'll say this. If people see something that's clogged, something that needs attention, they can always contact Public Works or let us know, and we can facilitate that for you. They can email scottwalker@jeffparish.net with anything they see that's out of place that needs to be addressed, and we'll handle it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you spending some time with us today. Have a great weekend. We'll check back
thank you, Noah.
In the future with you. Thank you so much. Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Council at Large. We will be right back after the break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Stay with us.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.